Okay, who has packet A? Hey? Is Jesse Schlita? Okay, question 35. Tein machloket, page 5 in the packet, in the Chazara questions. Tein machloket shoshonamin, sukkah should nivne betoch habayis. Sukkah was built inside a house when the house had a roof on it, and then you remove the roof. So what's the halacha? So the question is, do we say is it tasev alom and asri or not? So the Hagos Oshri speaks about this on page 15 on packet A. He quotes Rabbeinu Baruch mi Regensburg. Almost a sukkah b'tach ablai tach tikro b'chak ha'chizi ha'tikro d'psulo sh'tasav alom and asri. It's possible. Rav Yitzchok Halavon Hichshir. Rav Yitzchok Halavon says it's okay. The Einshach Lo Matasam Lo Osei Lahecha the Guf HaSukkah HaBepsul. Whereas if the sukkah was made from a tree, so the Guf HaSukkah was Psul. So now you can just cut the tree, but when you put it on the Dafanos, it was not even Psul. But here, you have a good sukkah. It's just something extraneous. There's a roof on top, but the sukkah itself is okay. It's something. So obviously, the way the sukkah is now, you can't use it because the house is mevatel the sukkah. Sukkah al gabi sukkah, sukkah's teshu, lo sukkah al gabi sukkah, lo sukkah gabi ilun, lo sukkah betoch habayis. I mean, certainly lo sukkah betoch habayis. So. So there are two shittas. Rav Baruch Mi Regensburg says no good. It's tasav alom and asri. And the Ri Halavon says just you have to just get rid of the tikra. Something mibachutz, not a problem. So that's the machlokas, the two opinions. And these two opinions are found in the Or Zeruah, right? Baruch Mi Regensburg and the Ri Halavon. Okay. Then question 36. Tein divrei Baal Hashlama. The Baal Hashlama has a discussion about if the sukkah was more than 20 amos, and you now raise the ground or whatever it is. So, I mean, the Gemara seems to say that's okay. The Gemara says that Avdalit, if you build an Itztaba, then it's okay. So what's the issue? So he says, so the Sefer Michtam quotes the Sefer Hashlama. That it's okay. And it's not Tasav alom and asri. Why? So he says a new idea. He says because you're doing a Maisa. You're building up what? You're doing something. What are you doing? You're making a platform. So that makes it not a problem of Tasav alom and asri. So that's a whole new guy. In other words, the two opinions of Rav Baruch Mi Regensburg and the Rihalavan are, is it Tafzav Alomenos or not? Because the Psul is Mibachutz. Here he's saying, of course it's Tafzav Alomenos, it's a problem. But if you do a Maisa at the end, so now you're doing a Nasiya. So now you're Makshirid with a Nasiya. That's a whole new a new approach. You see, the two other Shitas were either saying, you don't have to, it's Pasul, for sure it's Pasul, even if you'll take the roof off. And the other Shita says, for sure it's Kosher, as long as you take the roof off. But he's saying another idea. He's saying that, that it's okay. That only because you're doing a mice at the end. So this is the third Shita. The Masifta Gevura talks about this is the third Shita, that it's Mutter, not because it's a Dover Mibachutz like the Rihalovin. Because when you put the platform there, now you're doing a Maisa. Then we have the next question. Take the Rabbeinu Peretz. So what does he say? So he says, quote in the Bach. Give another so he says it's okay for beta parents. And
why is it okay?
So first the Bach quotes do you see the name Rabbeinu Peretz quoted? Yeah, where is it? What page? Yes, it is. What page? Tell me what page. Okay, see. Where? Yeah, where is that? Page 23? Oh, there it is. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, page 23. Kosa Bagosa Smat. Now, Gosa Smat is the Rabbeinu Peretz. He wrote the Ha'oros on the Smat. So, Kosa Bagosa Smat, Osa Sukoso. Tachas Agag. Next page, 24. Tachas Bayis Chashi is here. Name is the Mishnah. So we saw it came in Shaguf Asuk and Nasa Behechsher. Ad Kan. So he says like the Rihalavan. He says like the Rihalavan. That the Guf Asuk was Nasa Behechsher, then it's okay. That's okay. 38. What about a sukkah? So the first, till now we've been saying these different three opinions. If you have a sukkah inside a real house, and if you're going to take it out, you're going to really have to take out the roof. What about if you took an awning that you could retract back and forth, and you did a sukkah underneath an awning? Is that the same as, in other words, is the taller and the same shittas that we had before? So the Mariel So in the Shulchan Aruch it says Budu Lasso Sasuka Takas Agagas of Suyus of Tor, Luzko. He wants to say, and this is quoted in the Masifta Gemara, that maybe it's different, because if you say, in the Masifta Gemara, he quotes this svar, and it's in the Mogen Avraham. He says, if you say the pshat is that there's no tasav lo menasoi because it's mibachutz, so then the awning is the same thing as building the sukkah in the house. The real lover would say it's okay. And if you say that you don't like that svar, the Baruch Regensburg, then maybe it wouldn't be okay. But according to the Hashlama, you need an asiyah. It's not. So maybe an asiyah is only if it's a good asiyah. But here, see, so if you take away the rooftop, you take away the bricks, that's a good asiyah. That'll be good. But if you just roll it back, that's not a good asiyah. So that's how the Magen Avraham explains why maybe it's not good. Yeah, it wouldn't be good according to the Hashlama svar. He says, "Vishlama sukkah takas agag shehisi agag kachav emaisav agag asmo nichshar." But here, it's still there. It's basically you're just rolling it back and forth. So that's not a good enough asiyah. So then, if that's the svar, then it wouldn't be good. So the irony is that making a sukkah inside of a house and then blowing up the top of the house would be better than putting it up in an awning and then rolling it back, because that's a weaker type of asiyah when you're just rolling it back, which you could just roll it back again. So that's the irony of this. Yeah, if you hold like that shlomo. Well, the Magen Avraham is machmir. Okay, so that's No, he just quotes that shita that says that you told me. Shagufa sachnachzim hechsher. It's only something extraneous, so that's not a problem of tasav luminosum. Then question number 39, rather. Page 6. Ma din im sam schach kosher lamala mischach posel. Mishul heis schach posel. So you say you had bad schach, and then you put a second layer of good schach, and then you took away the bad schach. Mm. So what would be the case over there? So that's the Shulchan Aruch in Gimel. Also, Sukkah Lamata Babai Stachas Agag Shesira Rafim Apple Pish of Sarah Dain Aitim Rafim Menachem Lem Ksheira. So there's a Mishnah Brura that explains it here on page 29. He says, So he says that if you, so that for sure is no good. If you put schach on top of the tikra, and then you take away the tikra, so he says that's not good. It was an awning on the roof. The thing was on top of the sukkah. That was, so you had the schach that was on top of air. Right, but here's an issue of the goof of the sukkah, because the cases before is that the roof is on top of your sukkah, but then the sukkah has air underneath. So theoretically it's a good sukkah, there's just something on top that's blocking it away. But if something's under the sukkah, in the sukkah, in other words, there's a metal sheet right under your schach. Because here was the metal sheet on the schach, and then you put schach on top of the metal sheet, and then you took away the metal sheet. So there, when you put the schach on top of the metal sheet, it's not a sukkah, because it's not on top of airspace. And then when you took away the metal sheet, then it became good l'mafreya, but that doesn't help anything, because that's tasav l'manosu. What? The Riyah Lavan, he holds that even, Riyah Lavan holds that that even the top of it is good. He holds top of it is good, but he would hold this is no good, right? Yeah, it's good for a person, right? And that's the Shulchan Aruch Harav here from question 40. What do you think?
So putting on the good on top of the bad stuff and everything the bad stuff is not possible also?
It is. It is possible most. So he says no good. Look. Here. Two lines of the bottom. Sichich ala tikra. Mechach hisya tikra. Possible look ule alma. Last two lines. Yeah. That's a different thing. Two lines from the bottom. Okay. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains it. says in Yud Zayin Bamedvam, page 31, Yud Zayin Bamedvam, Umrim Shapasul Sukkah Zemachmas Atzma. Near Shemarsh, Yechskach Kosher Al Gabi Psul. So Kufa Sukkah, Hayusachas Kosher, Nasib Psul. Machmas Atzma, Shainu Nikraskach Klau. Kim Shishadova Mapsik, they know Lodfanus. And Psul Asukkah, who Machmas Dover Acher, Apostle Sogun, also Sukkosu Tachas Agag, Abayas. So that's a different story. So it's much more lenient when the problem is on top of the sukkah, as opposed when the problem is on the, because if there's the airspace right under the schach, then you're good. There's airspace underneath the schach, you're good to go. Wow. Okay, I'm going to say that's question 40. Okay, we're now up to 41. So now we're moving into the realm of mezuzah. This is hay. You give me hay, you give me bow. Okay. So the Gemara has a case where Reish Galusa bought a Besa. So he said to Rav Nachman, put a mezuzah on. So Rav Nachman said the three famous words, Toli, Dashi, Bereishal. So what are those three famous words? So Rashi learns what it means is that it's a question of Tasav Lomen Osoy, meaning that he wanted to put the mezuzah on the frame before the frame was affixed in the building. So he says, first put the frame in the building, and then you can put the mezuzah on the frame. But you can't put the frame, you can't have a frame that's not in the building, put the mezuzah on the frame, then put the frame in the building. That's Tasav Lomen Osoy. So that's his interpretation. So Tosa says, but that case is a Beferish Gemara in Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, right? When he wanted to put it on the thing before he put it in the wall. So why weren't these two Gemaras put together? So he thinks that that this Gemara has nothing to do with Tasav Lomen Osoy. So what's the pshat? So he says, that we're talking about a situation where we don't know where to put the mezuzah. Right? The mezuzah goes going inside to the room, but we have two adjacent rooms. So we say usually follow whatever the flow of traffic is. But say you have flow of traffic in both directions. So then which way do you put the mezuzah? Like in any wall, in any doorway, like over here, you could argue, maybe who says the mezuzah is on that side, maybe it should be coming on this side. And we normally assume you don't put two mezuzahs on a doorway. If you put two mezuzahs on the same side of the doorway, that's baltosif. If you put it on different sides, there's one shita that's baltosif, but according to most shitas, it's not baltosif. Why? Because one of them is pasul, one of them is kosher. Right? You have to decide which is the right side to put up the mezuzah, which way going in. But you can always say this is going in. Why should put the mezuzah going there into the hallway? Maybe it should go into here. So there's a lot of different shitas, but the simple pshat we assume is that you go with the what? Whatever the flow of traffic. So in other words, the fact that mezuzah is going that way, the assumption is that most people use this door to go out of the Beis Medrash into that, as opposed to coming in, which maybe you could, maybe Jesse says, maybe you could question. And same thing over here. Why is mezuzah this way? Because we assume that most people use this door coming in. That Jesse agrees to. But this door, one, maybe you could argue. Maybe even more people use it to come in than to come into this one. Then I don't know. But What are you? So one second. So Mamela, so say you don't know which way to do it. So then Tali Dasha Vereisha means you put the door up. You put the you made a hole in the ground, right? That's how do you make a door in those days? There was a hole in the ground, there was a stick coming in a hole, and then the door was on the stick. So whichever room the hole was, that's the room that is considered you're going into. So Talmud Hashavreshim means to make a heketzir to figure out which way the mezuzah should go. And one second. And the third pshat is the Rambam, whose Rambam sheet is that you need a door to be mechayiv in mezuzah. So he says, put up the door, and then it'll have a chiyuv mezuzah before you. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. So those are three different pshatim. Either it's referring to putting the frame up first, so it shouldn't be tasav l'masoi, or it's referring to what? Putting the door up for purposes of heketzir, or it's to know which way to go, or it's to put the door up to mechayiv in the mezuzah midoraisa. And that's the Rambam sheet, is that it's not chayiv midoraisa. Unless there's a door. The Kesef Mishnah says, the Chachmei Lumnil asked him, where does it say that? So he says, because it says, Ksavtam Ol Muzos Beisecha Uvisharecha. The Shar is like a door. What? According to the Rambam, without it, it wouldn't be Chayiv at all. It's all or nothing. So most of the apartments here were, you know, like a apartment in the Heights. A lot of the doorways don't have doors. And then you wouldn't, according to Rambam, you wouldn't need a mezuzah. Do you want to say something, Jim? Yeah, so Chabad Shita is that Heketzir is the Iker Koveya. Because most, like, Shechter World, many poskim hold that if you have a tie, which way is the flow of traffic or something like that, so then the tiebreaker is the heketzir, which way the door opens to. But they hold no, heketzir is the most important, that's the only thing written in the Gemara. So if this would be a Chabad Yeshiva, both these two mezuzahs would be going out, because the door opens out. So they put the mezuzah this way. So that's the sheet of Chabad. Because that's what the Gemara says. Tech is here. So they learned that's the Iker Koveya. If there's no door, you don't make a problem. Because we're choshish the sheet of Haram. Haram says you don't put it off. So we hear it, then we say we put it. So we make in deference to the Haram, but we don't make a problem. Because the Rambam would be a problem of a Torah. And then we said in question 42, Tein Bir Halavush. Lavush says, the Shach quotes Lavush, that if you put the mezuzah up before the door, that it's possible to move it off. Right? Yeah. If you don't hold the Rambam, the door doesn't play a role whatsoever. It's only the Rambam who is Makadish, this idea with the door.
But then we, but who said differently? Like the Nezer HaKodesh? Who was Mechavim? You Mechavim? Jesse? Yeah. Jesse, you Mechavim? Nezer HaKodesh? That maybe even the Rambam would be Moida that it's not Tasa V'lo Menasa. Because Rambam said you need it to Mechavim, but the two, the Nezer HaKodesh is the two things. There's the Etzem HaMechavim, and then the external mechayev. So the etzem mechayev is the door frame in the doorway. So if that's not there, and you put it on the molding before you put it in, for sure that's tassav l'mosa. That's Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. But the fact that you need a door, maybe that's like an external chiyev, that even if you put the mezuzah up before that, it wouldn't be tassav l'mosa. And Arai, because the Gemara only says Tasav Loman Osoi in context of the frame. And the question is, why did the Gemara say in terms of the frame? Even if the frame would be there, it'd still be tassel over the door. So he wants to say, Moshe Rosen, that the door won't make tassel over the menosah against the lavush. Taking on heavy shoulders, because the maisa lavush is quoted on the shach. So, you know, it's not so easy to argue when somebody the shach quotes. And doesn't argue. Moshe Dechter, was doctor. Was doctor.
The same list of doors. How do you say it was the door and other parts? Other, you know, he's saying that, yeah, the molding is the book, but the door is not. The list seems like
one list. Moshe Dechter says one list. Yeah, but that is it. Your wife sometimes tells you to go shopping for her. And she gives you a whole list, right? So certain things on the list are, if you don't come home with them, you know, it's going to be a problem. Certain things on the list, okay, no, you know, try better next time. Right? So you're saying that the Rambam's not the same as your wife's grocery list. That's what you're trying to say. Okay, in a Hanami, it's not the same. Not the same. But I like it. Okay, I can, yeah, whatever. It's a lambda shechiluk. I like it in a certain sense. Ask your wife about it. Okay. 44. Okay. What is the Matzah Ephraim's Chiddush? So what's the Matzah Ephraim's Chiddush? Matzah Ephraim says if you have a, say, a retractable ceiling and you want to use that as a sukkah, so now you have a retractable ceiling, then you put on the schach. So is it still chayv mezuzah? So he says, yeah, because it's still a permanent structure, even though now that you took off the roof. And the Prima Gadim argues. The Prima Gadim says, no, it's a sukkah. Sukkah's potter. So that's a fundamental machlokus between the Matthew Ephraim, who says the sukkah is still chayev, No, everyone agrees if you put up a sukkah for sukkahs. I mean, it's machlokas actually. Not everyone agrees. Machlokas are viewed in the chacham and the gemara and yuma. But a sukkah to your scavenger, to your sarai. But we paskin that it's to your sarai, so it's potter. So everyone, so once we paskin it's potter, it should be potter. So the question is, but what if it's a permanent room that you just took off the ceiling and then you put tzach? What would be there? So he says, Matei Ephraim still chayav the prima gadim, question 45. That's part. Yes, Moshe Dechter.
If you had a sukkah on there, and then the prima gadim says it's part, you take it off, you could leave it on.
Well, you're not chayav. Question is, will be when you right? So not necessarily about Tosif. It's a discussion. And then, yeah, Jesse? What? That's a good question. Jesse's asking, what if you build a room in your house without a roof? So normally we assume if it's not a roof, it's potter, right? So Jesse's asking if it's really potter, in that case, so why is it chayav in this case? Because the bottom line is, tzchach is not a real roof, it's just temporary, and temporary doesn't count. So yeah, unless you say initially it had a permanent roof. Right, I don't, yeah, you have to see one of these svaras. Yeah, the tchila svara. Question 46. Ten sheetas has prima gadim in sukkah smuchu l'chedro. So the prima gadim says that even though it's potter, but if the sukkah is next to a regular room, and you go from the room to the sukkah, so then it's chayiv. That doorway is chayiv in mezuzah, because the cheder is chayiv in mezuzah. Even though we said it's a pella, because the cheder is only chayav mezuzah going into the cheder. Here you're going out of the cheder. Unless you say, like some people, that there's a chayav even going out, that's a bit kiddush, whereas pashas is, it's only a din in kenisa, not a din in yitzir. Like Rav Avadi points out, if you have an emergency exit that you only use for exiting, it shouldn't be chayav mezuzah. Okay, so it's a little shtickle tzarchin, but that's what he says. And then he said, but if you have a sukkah that's leading into the room, that also is chayav. Because that's a... Shiholach misukah lechedro, b'inyan shepesach hu mechedro hasukah. So shechayim pesach hasukah pasukah l'shus harabim. We go with having a kibbeh shayim. So he says, Mishu yesh lo beit chadar mzelef nimizeh, two adjacent rooms, halach mi chedro l'sukah, shita she pesach ha-sukah tzarech mezuzah, yishum chedro. Halach, mi sukah l'chedro, finish the pesach hu mi chedro ha-sukah, Okay. And then we discussed the mechaschinah. What if you, we know if you rent a house, so you have 30 days to put up the mezuzah, the chutzlars, that is. So what if you want to put it up beforehand? So he has a suffix, is that called Tasev Loman also? Because Lechora, you're not Chayiv yet. So if you put it up, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I think he writes that he thinks it's okay. So if you hold, like the poskim, like a shechta, if you have a lease, like some poskim hold, or so then maybe you chayv right away. But I want to say that even if you're not chayv right away, but you want to put it up, so certainly according to the Moshe Rosen, it should be okay, because the chiv, the fact that people have to live there, that's a condition, but that's an extraneous condition. That's not the guf hadavar. Well, so in Chutz La'aretz, because really the different shitas, because it could be a potter Chutz La'aretz Lagamri, but it's like Rav Shechta pointed out by Santosis, a Mar Sayin. So once it's 30 days, it's a Mar Sayin because you don't own it. So, but if you're living the 30 days and you don't have it, people thinking you own it, like Rav Shechta explained. What? No. The word is that if you don't own it, you're only renting, so then maybe the chova of mezuzah is only drabanan, because of, like Rav Shechta said, because of Maris Ayin, and because they'll think you own it, and you're not putting up a mezuzah. But once you're there 30 days, people are going to think, oh, he probably owns it. And then there's my sign that they think that you're having a house that you didn't put up a zuz on. Right. Yeah, because you have apartment buildings that feel like co-ops, that people own the thing. The Avdi Nezer has a tshuva about it in a hospital. If somebody's in a hospital and he's there for a long time, no one's going to think he owns the hospital because he's in the hospital. Yeah, now in Eretz Yisrael, so they Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they say you put up right away. This different shot than what that means. Does that mean that makes it kavua? Does it mean that we don't want you to move out, so this way if you'll move you're going to have to leave your mezuzah there, so therefore you won't want to move? You know, that's one of the pshatim. Okay. It was 48. Banan Nechua Kaposkim Im Hisi HaTikra Shal HaBayis B'Skacha HaGabav Mitzarech Lekboa Mezuzah Mechadosh Mishum Tasev Lo Menosah. Right, so what's the story over there? Do you have to, was, say you made your house into a retractable roof and then you made tzchach. So we said it's a focus whether you have to tzchayv and mezuzah, but Matar Fraim says it is, so there's no question. But according to the Prima Godim, it's not. So is there a din of tassav lomen osri? So the Marshak has a machlokus with the Ksav Sofer about this. He says what? I think that's Marshad says, I think the Ksav Sofer says it's Tassav Lomonosu. I think the Marshad argues with that. Came to Chilo because Tzivas Kviusa, the Marshak says, Hayab Behechsher. Because Tzivas Kviusa was Behechsher. So then, even according to the Prima Gadim, you won't have to. Prima Gadim says it's Potter, but after Sukkot, when you put your house back in order and you take away the Tzach and you put the retractable roof back, you won't have to put the mezuzah off and back. Because Tilas Kviuso was Behechshah. The Ksav Sofer said differently, that it's considered Tassav Luminosa. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we still have a couple more to do. We're up to 49. Okay? So today we went from 35 to 49. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue. We're almost getting there. So sometime, I would assume that sometime next week we should be finished and have the, we'll see, I think on Tuesday we're going to have early shiur next week. Sunday we're not having shiur because we have